It is Monday, September 3rd, 2018. It's Memorial Day, and it's 2:41 p.m. And I'm now merging the two where it merges with the one, or hits the 138. I'll be taking the 138 down to the 5, to the 215, to the 210, to the 10, and that all the way out to Coachella Valley. Behind a bozo here. Gonna be a lot of traffic today though. Gotta be careful. Around this guy. All right. So, I just did up to the top of Mount Williamson and back down. I didn't even attempt to go up partway. I did have some of the energy, the physical energy reserves, but spiritually or subtly, I just didn't want to try it, didn't want to push it. The enclosure that I've had since early June, and so now it's been 3 months now that I've been sleeping in it regularly, and for maybe, I don't know, a good 2 months, 2.5 months, I've had electricity in there, which means an internet. So I've been in there a lot. And as I've discussed before, the all metal aspect or quality of this device, equipment, is injurious to my electromagnetic beam. It definitely does block the bad stuff, but it's blocking the good stuff, and I don't really know. Again, I don't really know what that is. I'm now poised to purchase some non-toxic, metal-free shielding paint for my old bedroom at my mother's house. And then there'll be some kind of copper, silver, mesh, well, curtains for the windows, and then some kind of a mesh to go over the air, the grills, the vents for air in the bedroom. And then we'll find out, because it's definitely the case. I mean, this has been an experiment, a painful one. I mean, it's been, financially for sure, but it's been very hard on me. And also, there's a girl that I've been communing with psychically, and it's quite amazing, but this room has definitely put a kibosh on that. It's been really hard for me. And I don't want that. I want to be able to reach out and feel her and commune with her. I mean, it's pretty extraordinary stuff that we've experienced. And so I do want to get out of that room, the shielded room, as soon as possible. But I've been dragging my feet. I've been sitting on some invoices, quotes, price quotes, and I haven't dropped the hammer, partly because I just haven't had much free time. And then, one second. The other is that my plan, you know, in terms of these findings, these self-experiments in procuring safety for myself, you know, A, you know, for the last 20 some years I've wanted an RF enclosure, and well, I got it and it ain't what I want. So I discovered that, and now plan B is the shielding paint, and what that's going to allow me to do is paint the walls of the room and then use the special curtain material and for the windows, and this mesh for the vents, and I'll also use the paint for the door. And I do that, you know, there's two layers of paint, but, and I won't have to paint the cement foundation, the floor. I don't believe I will, because it's a ground floor, which I'm hoping will allow earth energy to come up through the ground into me. But we'll find out. Because I don't know if it's the metal I'm reacting to in terms of what one gentleman told me could be a resonance issue that undermines my health. You know, somehow I'm resonating with all the metal and it's not healthy for me. I don't know that it's that. Because I had the most striking and novel sensations in my thymus and in my pineal and I believe my pituitary areas of my brain within a day. You know, the first day or two of lying down in this thing, I think the first time I lied down in it, especially when I laid down and put my feet up on the wall, it was just this asphyxiating pressure. It wasn't like a burning radiant, you know, the radiation overload from a nearby tower that's like a burning, tearing sensation. It wasn't that. All right, now I'm merging onto the 15, and we have the Memorial Day weekend traffic. There's usually traffic on a Sunday anyway, but I think this is going to be more than usual. Thank you, buddy. Nice truck there. Let me in. All these bozos are going to cut ahead of me now. Yeah, just a pressure, and I didn't really know, I didn't know what it was. I knew it wasn't good, but it wasn't the overload that's been like my norm, like for the last 20 years. You know, this burning overload, it just was not that. And so I kind of held out, you know, like, okay, well, I don't know, maybe this is something I can adapt to, and I'm not even sure what it was. I think what it is now is kind of like what would happen to your lungs and to your face if someone were to come up behind you and, you know, throw a plastic bag over your head and hold it tight. You know, if you see that in some of the movies where people are asphyxiated to death, it was similar. in terms of a withholding of an essential element, an essential sustaining element. My thymus, my pineal, these endocrine glands, and I've had similar sensations in my vas deferens, in my testicles, other areas of just my subtle functioning being cut off from source. And I don't know what that is, but I do know that that metal enclosure interferes with it. And I've explained this before. I don't know if I wrote it or it's another entry, and or whether I've posted that entry, because most of my entries I don't post. Just don't have the time for it, or they're just talking about, you know, boring stuff or personal stuff, things I just can't publish right now. But as I've told people, including folks at the Environmental Health Center in Dallas, is that the withholding of an essential element that I believe is subtle or electromagnetic in nature, that results in this uncomfortable pressure and deadening. Because now what's happened in the last couple of months is I no longer have an antenna. I feel like let's say my antenna should be like, I don't know, 10 feet long and, you know, a 1/8 inch wide. You know, it's like a long little pole sticking up, 1/8 inch in diameter. And what this lack has done is squashed it, compressed it, and flattened it out so that, yes, it's still receptive, but not 1/20th as sensitive as it was, even though my whole body is still negatively affected by the artificial EMF. When I go about my business, walking about the house or coming into the house after going on a hike or walking or driving about town, I no longer am buffeted by these sort of these varying exposure signatures, or, you know, these different antennas and their different frequency, the different frequencies or complex of frequencies that are transmitted in different places. It just doesn't come up to me as really discernible data. It's just sort of a flat, uncomfortable presence. That is, it's quite muted, but it's not any healthier for me overall. And so the antenna, instead of being 10 feet long and very sensitive, it's like, you know, it's been reduced to like 1/4 inch off the ground and like 5 inches wide, or whatever that amount of material, metal, you know, would be reduced to if you squash a 10-foot pole down to 1/4 inch in height. That's what I feel like. It's been a truncation, a compaction, a reduction, you know. So what's happened is, and this is, why I'm so concerned about the physiologic effect upon me living in this metal enclosure is the weakening of my will. And that's what it is. I sit down to write, or I stand up to walk, or to go on a hike, and whatever the case is, I feel dull and weak, I'm not able to persist long. And I was startled when I struggled to do this 6 mile walk in Joshua Tree. Maybe it was Thursday night. Yeah, it was Wednesday night. This past week, and I just was kind of in shock about how far I've come down. When I looked up to the top of the Cottonwood Mountains, and that's a 2.5 hour hump, you know? I mean, it's a grunt. It's a grind. It kind of is. It's a moderate hike, but there's nothing insignificant about it, except that it's largely flat, and then you have, you know, 1,000 feet of elevation gain over the course of, I don't know, an hour or whatever it is. You know, going up this, you know, a lot of scree, you know, loose rock, but you get there. But it just looked far away, and you know, visually it was far away, but physically and energetically it was even farther away from me, at least where I am right now. And what I need is to be, because it's the case that, and I haven't ever really felt that way looking at it, but it's definitely the case that when I wake up, or if I lie down and I try to rest, that I do not get recharged. I don't feel the recharge. There's an electromagnetic or energetic dimension of my rest that is not of my needs, of, you know, that's supposed to be met by resting, and it's not. It's kind of like eating a plate of spaghetti to give you energy for a run, and you find out that the spaghetti had no calories. It was a zero calorie spaghetti dish. I mean, that's kind of like what I'm eating in there. My glands and whatever else is in me that actively solicits this energetic dimension, and it is consciousness. But how can a metal box affect consciousness? Well, I don't know, but it does to some extent, or at least my ability to transmit or amplify consciousness. It affects it. The metal does, but yeah, so resting is like eating a spaghetti dish that has no calories. That's wow, they're driving pretty dangerously. Pocket rocket with a girl on the back, hanging on for her dear life, going 90. Okay. Have fun, guys. It's a slow death, and you know, I'm not able to commune with this psychic girl much at all right now. And I don't have much resilience in the workplace emotionally, because if if I imagine, or, you know, how I was when I lived on Oahu, you know, hiking 5 hours a day before the EMF awareness became problematic, or when I got into a groove of my step aerobics or my walking at night while working and living on the Big Island of Hawaii, I had a considerable conscious fortitude. It's tremendous staying power. And I lack that now. You know, I'm kind of a weak. And that's because, you know, these different stories of, you know, you cut someone's hair, then they no longer can have power, or you remove this heroic, this gladiator type person who's barefoot on the ground and gets his power from the earth, and you lift him up and you squeeze him to death because you're able to do that, because as long as his feet aren't touching the ground, he's weak and you can dominate him. That's who I am right now. I don't like it. And also, I've interacted with some people and I don't have the vitality that I had last year. I'm becoming like a hollow man because I'm not this additional energy source that I've had access to. It's not present, or it's been thwarted, and it's because of my this RF enclosure. So anyways, I'm hoping that the shield, the non-metal paints and the other products that I buy for that room, you know, will be the ticket for feeling really healthy. And it's either going to be the reduced amount of metal around me, or the fact that I don't have the floor blocked. Those will be two reasons why I feel better there, if I do feel better. I'll still have to see how much it blocks of the high frequency EMF that I'm trying to reduce. And if I don't feel well, if I still feel blah, you know, certainly blah relative to how I feel when I go to these remote areas for hiking, then, you know, what my decision is, well, the logic dictates that I have to move. I'm not able to adapt to any area near electromagnetic pollution. And so I'm going to have to go and renew my search for a home at some distance from towers. I know that that's a moving target as towers proliferate. But I'll have to do it. And then that will be harder, because if I end up living with this girl, you know, I mean, really, having a relationship, having a child or two, it helps to be in a suburban area, especially if, you know, your partner is someone who either is younger or wants more access to, you know, a social life, or the amenities that come with modern civilization. You know, living in a shack 4 miles away from the nearest paved road, you know, that's not that's gonna be a tough sell. And I'd rather not have to go there, but I will if I have to. And, you know, if I'm alone in that situation, then so be it. And that's it for now. Oh yeah, so the weakness, though, I only went once to the top, whereas, you know, just a few months ago, I was able to hike up to the top and back again. You know, twice to the top. And it's just because my energetic being was more supported. You know, I was able to have a more supercharged physical vehicle when I was not sleeping in an RF enclosure. And I'm hoping that some of this high energy that I've had most of my life, this intensity about me, I will reconnect with it with the painted shielding material. Because I want to feel strong, confident, you know, powerful, etc. again. I want to be able to write. You know, again, Saturday and Sunday this weekend, I wrote very little. It was a very pathetic showing for me. It's that waste of time. Lack of access to strong, you know, insightful, actually brilliant, you know, analytical skills. You know, I didn't have it, and it just wears on me. I only have so much time on this planet. I want to make the most of it. And that's it for now. Over and out.